Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Our visits used to be so frequent.
Yes.
You would just come by like every couple of weeks, every 10 days, whatever. We'd know what was going on. Ladies and gentlemen.
This is like my second home.
Welcome to the pro. You and Panos were always around here. Now, yeah. Brian and I look at each other like, did we say something that they don't just stop in anymore?
An empty nester.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Our soccer specialist. I'm not sure what your title is anymore.
Futsal. Commissioner.
Futsal. Commissioner? You're commissioner.
Commissioner.
You have really, again, Brian, rocketed past us. Keith Tozer.
I rocketed right past.
Keith Tozer. Morning. I'm still going to call you coach because I think once you're you're always a coach, right? All your old players, when they retired your number.
And thanks so much, guys, for coming out. That was awesome. Awesome night. Thank you to Wave.
It was fun. It was nice. Okay. It was a very nice ceremony when you deserved. And the thing was, we kept standing around going, well, what number are they going to retire?
Yeah, I know.
We're asking you that. You go, I don't know what number.
Yeah, and as I told you, I thought they'd make just put something at the bottom of one of the banners. And when they dropped off that huge banner, that was really nice. By the way, they play tomorrow night, so I'll plug the Wave. They play tomorrow night in Baltimore in the semifinals.
All
so
right.
Good luck to the Wave.
There you go. Yeah. And the number that was retired into the banners was? What's your number? Seven?
Oh.
It was your total wins.
Oh, no. That's just for the Wave.
Yeah, but
yeah, 590, yeah. 598.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
568.
And we looked at it, and we all kind of went, Of course, that's number. The number. That's your number, right? All your
that's
wins with the Wave. So
that was very nice.
It's the first time you've been here since then. So it was a really nice night.
It was a great night. A lot of the ex-players came, mm-hmm. as you know. The mayor came. Obviously, to have you guys MC it was very special for me. So it was a long time coming, and to have some of my children there and my wife there, it was great. It was cool.
So we got some kind of deadline coming up today?
What?
Yeah, the registration for futsal. Futsal.
This is kind of a busy day with the tournament starting, and now you've got a deadline.
Yeah. This weekend at University School Milwaukee, which is in the north side of Milwaukee, we are hosting the United States Youth Futsal Wisconsin Illinois State ID Trials. So it's for boys and girls age 2000 to 2007.
Ages 2000.
I mean, excuse me, for years born. Yeah.
2000-year-old kid.
Isn't it great to have me back?
Yeah, a miracle. It is.
I bring such a fresh air in there.
Okay.
What's those are talking?
Born.
Okay. Born in the year 2000 and 2007. If you have a son or daughter who wants to trial for the United States Youth Futsal National Teams, this is the first round. So,
those years and any in between. Because you said 2000 and 2007. Born in between 2000 to and including 2007.
17-year-olds to 10-year-olds.
All right.
Don't say two because this just sounds like you're saying 2002. Okay. 2000 through 2007.
Through. Okay. Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See? So we all have issues.
There. Look at how we hammered that out with no problem.
So 10-year-olds through 17-year-olds, boys and girls who want to try out for the United States Youth Futsal National Teams, we are hosting the event this weekend. Saturday and Sunday. To register, you can go to usyouthfutsal.com or wisconsinsportsgroup.com. It's great. We took the 10, 11, and 12-year-olds to Montreal right after Christmas. They played 18 games against Canadian teams, went 16-2. And the older kids, boys and girls, went to Costa Rica. We spent 10 days down there, played 18 games, went 16-2. This year, the younger kids go back to Montreal, and the older kids are going to go to Colombia, I believe. So it's a great program.
Do you get kids who are doing other sports, or do you have to be totally into soccer at this point, or how's that working out?
The majority of the kids that go there obviously are deep into soccer, mm-hmm. But a lot more children are now playing futsal also. So it's a great opportunity. What's great about the weekend is that all the different age groups have 2 hours of offensive training sessions and 2 hours of defensive training sessions. Then they play three matches. So I have tons of parents because I just came back from South Carolina. I was in Maryland. I was in Virginia. I was in Minnesota. Next weekend, I go to Northern California. So I go to most of all the state ID trials. I'm the technical director for United States Youth Futsal. And so many parents come up to me and say, you know, even if my son or daughter does not make it to the national ID in Kansas City, we've learned so much over this short period of time over the weekend, it was well worth it. So it's great.
So there's all the instruction that comes with the tryouts.
A lot of instruction.
A lot of it.
The terminology, futsal specific technique, exercises, the offensive systems of play, defense, how to defend as one, how to defend as a pair, how to defend as a team. So that when you get to the games, you don't have a bunch of kids just running around.
Okay, let's turn this around just a little bit. You're looking for players. Let's say know I'm not good enough or my kid's not good enough, but I feel like this would be a good training place for them to go. Is that wrong to bring them just to have a couple of days with you guys to work and learn more about the game?
You got David Moxham, who was on the 96 gold medal team on the national team. He's one of the coaches' staff. You have my son Alex and Diego, who are members of the national team player pool. You have Dusan Jakica, who was on the Croatian national team, is coming in from Minnesota. Brian Katrine coming in. You have Derek Rhodes, who is the head coach of St. Norbert's College in Green Bay. So the coaching staff is unbelievable. It's a great coaching staff. So the kids learn
so much.
You going
to jump in there?
Yeah, I direct it. So
are you going to coach a little bit?
You going to kind of show up and
go, hey.
I love it. I love teaching. So for me,
is it hard not to jump into it? I mean, being a coach, you're a coach. First of all, you're a coach. That's what you do.
No, first of all, I'm a teacher.
Okay.
Before I manage and coach, I teach. And I love teaching. I think if I was a school teacher, I'd rather take an F and D student and make them a B and A student than take an A or B student and just maintain them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Build it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and you'd be amazed how much these children improve in 48 hours over a weekend of just hearing the same thing and the terminology. They'll get thousands of touches on a ball in their five training sessions. The school, University School, has great futsal courts. They're beautiful futsal courts. So it's a wonderful weekend. So we got people coming up from Illinois. We got people in Wisconsin. We have a family coming in from Kansas City. There's people from Minnesota coming in. There's one from California coming in. So you don't have to be from Wisconsin and Illinois to get to a state ID. You just need to get to a state ID before you go to Kansas City. In Kansas City, the last week of June, will be 450 of the best players that we've seen out of the thousands.
Is Kansas City a real hotbed for
right now? It is.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
How did Kansas City get to be this this like central location where it's just all about soccer?
Yeah, the Nationals, well, now they're called United Soccer Coaches, used to be the NSCAA. They're located in Kansas City. You have Sporting KC in Kansas City. United States Soccer Federation just opened up one of the nicest training facilities in the world. So all the national teams will train there. All the coaching education will be there. It's like you said, it's become a hotbed. I don't know if it's centrally located, what's going on, but it's definitely big, and futsal is huge there also.
I know soccer is your number one passion and futsal and all that, but if you have a kid, I've heard other coaches say this, and I don't know if this is true or not, I kind of just because I did. They said they think it's important for kids to not just exclusively play a sport, that it's important for them to play, you know, play some baseball, basketball, soccer, whatever else you like. Do you agree?
I agree with that. I know the head coach of Ohio State football likes his players to play soccer in the off season for the physicality and different, you know, patterns and stuff like that. I remember the letter jackets when you grew up?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. And you had like different letters from your different sports. Yeah, sure. I think it's wonderful for kids to play different sports. Now, we tell our kids at 10 years old, look, if you're going to be a soccer player, you're a soccer player. If you're going to be a baseball player, you're going to be a baseball player.
Right. I feel like you miss out on some, on the, because sports are fun. Sports should be fun. And, you know,
especially in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Because now, like, a lot of kids don't play high school soccer. They go right to an academy and they're not allowed to play high school
soccer.
Right.
Is that a select team, an academy?
Yep.
An academy. Okay. Right.
So a DA program, developmental academy. So you get your higher games there. Yes, you are playing a higher level, more higher level games, but you do miss some of that high school stuff, you know, which I always think is great playing for high school. Then you're college and turn pro.
Well, you're more part of a community when you're playing for the school.
No
question.
Otherwise,
you're just kind of off to the club.
Trying to get to be a pro. And we know the percentage of kids that turn pro, right, is very small. And then you miss that high school experience. So I played in high school. I thought it was fantastic and, you know. College and
so okay We talked about your mustache.
Yeah.
You shaved it how long ago? It's been gone for a while now.
I want to say, did I do it my last year at the Wave? If it wasn't the last year at the Wave, it's been 4 years.
And I'm still not really used to seeing you when you show up without a mustache, because that was like your signature. Oh, there's toes.
Well, my wife during Mass said, hey, by the way, do you see how many guys have mustaches in church? I looked to my left, didn't see any. I looked to my right, didn't see any. Turn around, didn't see any. I was like, wow, I think I'm the only one here with a mustache.
That can't, see, she looked
really
around first.
Peer one. Pressure, really? Come on.
Yeah, well.
Oh.
So it was the mustache.
I told you, when I shaved it, the day I shaved it off was a weird day. Because, you know, once you get into it, you can't stop, obviously. Okay.
So, you just narrow it down.
No, I didn't. I went right at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't take little pieces off thinking, okay, I can shape it and then keep it. And, you know, so I went right at it with my what was that thing that we talked about one time? The saw that I cut the tree down.
Your sawzall.
My sawzall.
Yeah. Yeah, you're the only guy I know who's ever cut down a tree with a sawzall. Yeah,
30 feet
not
high.
Not a chainsaw.
Upside down, hanging from a rope with a broken ladder.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Hey, you lived.
So I saw the mustache on my face for like 2 weeks. Literally, when I went in, looked at myself in the mirror, I could have swore it was right there. That's how long
so
I've
you
had were, it.
So it was like you'd lost a limb and you're getting the phantom pains.
Yeah.
Only you had a phantom mustache for two weeks.
Yeah.
So it's done. You're not bringing it back. This is over.
I tried the goatee thing.
That Keith Tozer is dead and gone.
Yeah.
Mustache Keith Tozer.
Yeah, I have no reason actually to grow it back, I don't think.
Okay. If you don't want to grow back, you just had it for so long, you just thought, well, he'll die with that.
Yeah,
thing.
But no one has mustaches anymore. I mean, and when someone they look old fashioned. Right, don't they?
I thought yours was fine. I never thought twice about it. Like, why does Toes still have that mustache?
Well, it went through all different levels and lengths and widths and
everybody in my family has come and gone with the mustache, you know. Except me. So I don't know, it's always
did you
kind
do
of
the
a,
goatee? I tried to do the goatee, but that didn't work.
Yeah, that's a fluid thing.
If you wanted to grow the mustache back, how long would it take you to get it back to its full?
Well, since I had it since birth, it would probably, I would imagine to get to where it was before, probably a couple weeks.
Okay. I don't know if you were in town at all last week. We were in Jamaica.
Yeah, I know. Montego Bay.
Yeah. Have you been?
To Montego and Jamaica a lot of times.
You like Jamaica?
Love Jamaica.
Really? Had a good time?
Well, I love the vibe. I love the music. I love the food. I love jerk chicken and you know, all that kind of Scotch bonnet and blah, blah, blah. It's a great place. I love, out of all the cities, I like Negril the best.
That's about an hour and a half to our west.
That would be to your right if you're flying in. Yeah, but I found a four-seater passenger plane that only took 12 minutes. So instead of an hour and 40-minute bus ride to go all the way around, 12 minutes right across the water, 3,000 feet.
What'd that cost?
$75.
That's it, a person. The whole plane.
And my wife didn't want to do it, and she's screaming. So I get off the 727 or whatever.
Yeah, we should do a travel show because there's always weird stuff like this. All right.
Whatever main jet we're on, 727 or whatever it is. So I run into the airport, and I grab some bread stripes, and we run back out to the four-seater, and we met a couple on the airplane, and we told them they're going to the same property. And we told like, well, we don't want to do that hour and 45, 12 minutes. And they said, well, you think we can do it? And I said, well, I think there's two more seats. So anyways, we got on the plane, and the pilot looked like 16. So
the plane look? I mean, was it?
It's a four-seater. Like,
yeah, but I mean, was it
physically
like a movie thing where there's, you know,
duct tape
on
the prop
all over, and it's shaking and leaking oil?
It was kind of like that. It was kind of like that. It was like, you know, yeah, it wasn't brand new.
Okay.
So next thing you know, we're behind a 727, right? So the 727 is trying to take off.
Yeah.
And we're
in a little four-seater plane. Yeah.
Let the record show he's doing kind of a shaky mime thing there.
And Kelly's looking at me like, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
I'm just going to kill you. Right. I was like, just drink your red stripe. You'll be fine. Okay. So we took off. And 12 minutes later, we landed in the jungle. And you know how they land and stop like within 20 feet. Like,
no, everybody seems like they're hard on the brakes as soon as you touch down.
Oh my God. You know, the nose
the
goes
big
for
planes,
it.
The little planes.
And I was sitting next to him.
Yeah. So you were in the
co-pilot seat. I was in the co-pilot seat. Yeah. So all of a sudden the van pulls up to pick us up. So we get in the van. We just go up little dirt road, about 100 feet, take a right and a left right into the resort. So on the way back, my wife said, I'm not taking the bus. I'm taking that airplane.
Oh, nice. Wow. Did you say to the pilot, awesome, hey, can you fly us back as well?
Yes.
Oh, how did you find this guy?
I went online.
You just went at the airport?
No, but I had it booked before I even went down there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I wish I would have known that.
I heard about it. And for $300, you know, round trip, I mean.
That was for 20, everybody on the plane, $300.
$75 a person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's let me tell you, it's, and to fly that low over water, it's pretty cool. So I recommend it. What's it called? I forget. Just go online. You'll find it.
All right.
That's cool. The grill's great. I love Jamaica.
Hey, I had another thought, too, with the World Cup coming up this summer. The World Cup is coming.
Is this going to be the...
Do you see him light up?
Is this going to be the official invitation right now?
I think so. I think with that coming up this summer, I think
we play some music in the background, Eric, before this official invitation?
We have you here. You know, you've been on the show for 30 years now.
Oh God, I'm like a producer. Hey,
you've got to be our soccer guy during the World Cup.
Sure,
I love it. You know all these guys. You know all these teams. You know all these coaches, right?
Okay, is this the invitation? What are you doing?
Yes, it's the resource that we haven't maximized over the year.
Brian, yeah.
What? No, I'm not doing
it. Hey, let me tell you a quick story.
All right.
Okay. What was it? The 90 World Cup? Something like that. So I'm in Atlanta, and TNT asked me if I'd be the technical advisor for Ernie Johnson and the rest of the guys.
What does that mean, technical advisor? You're whispering in his ear or you're on the set?
I'm doing all the research. I'm watching every game. And then I literally would sit next to Ernie Johnson behind the desk and keep feeding information, scores, terminology, stuff like that, right? So I first went there in a suit and tie and jacket, okay, Turner Broadcasting, because I was coaching the Atlanta Attack at the time. So I walked in and like people are like, how come you're like so dressed up? And I'm like, well, you know, I'm here to work, right?
I'm a professional.
And they're like, this is Turner Broadcasting. We wear shorts. So after like 2 weeks, okay, I'm in flip-flops and shorts and a t-shirt. And you know, we got Craig Sager, who became a very good friend of mine, and this guy Gus, who is the producer, and he got Ernie, right? And everybody's pretty young, right? This is back in the 90s. So all of a sudden, I come in, flip-flop shorts. Hey, how is everybody doing? I'm feeling my oats, right? And all of a sudden, the producer comes out and says, the truck is down in Italy. Get Tozer on. He's going to do the color from the studio. And everybody's clapping. They go, hey, this is what an opportunity, right? So they're running around. TNT got a tie from one guy, a shirt for another guy, got a jacket for another guy.
Yeah.
So I got that on. I got shorts and flip-flops underneath
but
the
nobody
desk,
can see that.
And no one can see that.
Right.
And Ernie's patting me on the back and his toes. He says, man, what a great opportunity. So good to work with you instead of you being down there by my feet, you know. It's like, it's like, great, right? So I'm starting to sweat, right? It's like, okay, great. Let's do this.
Sure. Because it's not the Bob and Brian show anymore. This is the big time. You're on TNT.
This is big. Yeah. I'm like, this is my one opportunity.
Yeah.
Right? Right. I can retire from soccer and go into television.
Sure.
So I'm all set. I got my paperwork. And I'm like, I'm ready to go. And all of a sudden, with 2 minutes to go, the truck is up. Get Tozer off. I'm like, what?
Wait, 2 minutes before you're set to go on
two
the
minutes.
Air?
2 minutes, yeah. You know, they're counting down. Okay, we got 4 minutes. Okay.
So you're sitting there next
Ernie's like, hey, Toes, you ready? Yeah, okay, 3 minutes. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm buttoning up, loosening my tie. I don't even know whose tie it is, right? Tie doesn't go with the jacket. With 2 minutes, they go, truck is up. Get Tozer off.
Get him out of there.
And I'm like, no. No.
Grab onto
and
the
I'm
table.
Like, I'm grabbing onto the desk.
And they're
like,
ripping the tie off. You
get him off. Yeah, and the guys came in and took his jacket.
Oh, that's too bad.
Ernie said,
that's
go back to bad. My feet. Like, so.
Yeah, we're going to need that shirt and tie.
So
and
let's all right, all that stuff back. I said, forget it. Get back down there.
Let's not do that.
So, well, okay, so you're
which
locked
was
in
a great experience.
Now you're locked in as our guy during the World Cup.
Sure.
Okay, so.
Start researching.
Probably be a Zabin thing where we check in with you.
Good. Right, yeah,
we'll figure it out. All right, cool.
For you guys, anything.
All right, hit the highlights again.
Okay, so
where and when?
So any soccer players in the Midwest, Wisconsin, Illinois, are listening to the show and you want to try out for one of the U.S. youth futsal national teams from the age of 10-year-old to 17, will be at University School this weekend, March 17th and 18th. For more information or to register, visit usyouthfutsal.com or wisconsinsportsgroup.com. Always a pleasure to see you guys.
All right.
Keith's always glad to have you here.
Now I'm going to go work out.
Yeah.
Really, what are you going to just run or
run and
wait?
Run and lift.
Okay.
What are you benching these days? I'm kidding. You don't have.
I do like push-ups and balls, and, you know.
Push-ups and balls. Okay. The album title.
Push-ups, you know, like different side balls are. It's always great to see you.
It's always great to see you.
Toes. It's nice having you on.
All right.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.